Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sit and Spence Radio. Don't mention us to your therapist. This week's episode is sponsored by Daniel Van Den Bogert. Is that how I would say it?
Sure.
Adam House Ray, Edgar Ramirez, one of my favourite names, and Elizabeth Berg. Thanks, guys, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Have a rainbow.
Solid 10 out of 10. Good. I can work with it.
Cool.
Hey, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. We ask the important questions. Well, more accurately, Robert Greeley asks us to ask the important questions, like, why haven't we done a Versus episode? Everybody was kung fu
fighting. All right, classic Versus stuff. Let's go.
All right.
Elbow deep from the get-go.
Thor.
Okay.
I thought you said Thor, and I was like, you mean...
Superman.
Thor versus Superman? Superman's invulnerable.
Mm. Thor is a god.
Superman's immune to magic. Nope, he's weak to magic.
Thor isn't a god. He's just like advanced technology.
They're both just aliens that seem like gods, but they're not.
Yeah, that's true. Thor
has a hammer.
A magic hammer.
Superman has like five abilities. Thor has one.
Which most a hammer.
Like, Superman's got laser vision. Uh-huh. Superman's got freeze breath, uh-huh. Hot breath. Uh-huh. Just regular but good breath.
Minty good fresh breath.
Space breath. He can
space
breathe
breath,
in space.
X-ray vision.
Uh-huh. Laser eyes.
You said he can fly.
He can fly.
He can fly. He's invulnerable.
You know. Mm. So
he's faster than a speeding bullet. Can jump higher than a building or something.
And also, Thor can't really fly.
No,
he throws a hammer and he just hatches along for the ride, which is the best way to fly.
Also, I'm like 99% sure that in one of the DC Marvel crossover comics, Superman picks up the hammer. So,
Superman would be worthy.
Yeah, so if he's quick enough, he can get Thor's hammer, and Thor's just a quite strong guy.
Have a little bit of ground rules here.
Okay.
I'm going to steal these ones from the Weekly Planet.
Sure.
Which
Who are they?
Our good buddies, James and Mason.
Never
so we have
unsubscribe. Anyway, all right.
So we're still in their rules. American football field.
Mm-hmm.
They start.
Are they square? They're rectangle shaped.
No,
yeah.
I thought they were.
Ooh. No.
Nope,
ovals.
Nope.
Fuck this American football. Australian rules.
An Aussie rules football field.
Or a cricket ground.
Or a cricket ground.
An oval. Because that's what I know more about.
Okay.
Uh-huh. An oval.
I tricked you with my sports knowledge.
You did. You really did. So cricket pitch.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. Cricket pitch, done.
They start at either end of said cricket pitch.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh.
And they sort of have to run at each other and fight.
Okay.
Okay. Superman. My vote is with Superman. He's faster. He has more abilities. He could technically just freeze Thor and then just take that. Because I will argue, look, I don't. Well, you said that it has happened in the comics.
Yeah.
I feel like if there was a crossover, Superman ticks all the boxes to be worthy of.
Yeah.
Holding the hammer.
I think it's fair enough. I think it's legitimate.
So,
plus, Superman, what's his weakness? Kryptonite. What's Thor's weakness? Just a whole mess of shit.
I feel like Thor gets his feelings hurt pretty easy as well.
He does. All right, hang on. Stakes. There's no stakes. At either end, there is like just some a person of importance being slowly lowered into like a pool of lava.
No, that doesn't work runs. With... It doesn't work with Thor versus Superman because they'd both just rescue the other person.
Yeah, then... you idiot. Superman would just be like, pew, pew. I did it.
I rescued both.
Oh, yeah, Superman's super quick.
Yeah, that's
Thor's a smear on the cricket pitch.
Superman would rescue both those people and then beat the shit out of Thor.
Yeah. I feel like that what you should have is have Asgard and Metropolis at the either end of the oval and
Winner gets to destroy the other one.
Winner gets both.
Winner gets both.
Yeah.
All right.
So the city of choice is the stakes.
Because if you're based on those stakes, Thor will be more into the stakes than Superman just.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Thor will probably fight a little bit harder, but he'll still be absolutely fucked up by Superman.
He will just be a skeleton.
Because like
by the
even
end
like
things.
Superman freezes him, takes the hammer, just beats the shit out of him with his own hammer.
Yeah.
But also, if
totally
he takes
doable.
The hammer, then he becomes the power of Thor, and Thor just becomes a shitty man.
Yeah. Thor just becomes a dude. See, man, you can just one clock him in the head and his head's like...
And not just a dude who's a cripple as well.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's Thor a cripple.
Donald Blake, I think, has a bit
in
of a
lame comics,
leg.
In the comics, he's got a wiggy leg. Yeah. So Superman's just like, take the hammer, it's just a guy.
But then if Superman is wailing away at a cripple, I think he's going to become unworthy very quick.
Yeah, but what's funny about that is the moment he smacks down with the hammer and becomes unworthy, he's like, I can't take it off you. And so I think that's a fairly clear win.
To Superman.
Like, my God, what a clear win.
Superman tick.
All right, so let's go.
So that's that was a classic fight that, like, people have asked for, I guess. Yeah. So now we'll move on to another classic
one. What
about
Loki versus Lex Luthor? Let's take their villains and pit them against each other.
All right.
Winner gets all, of course, again.
What kind of Lex Luthor are we having here? Are we having, like, crazy Lex Luthor who has access to kryptonite and, like a cyborg suit thing?
I think that's the only way to make it fair and not have Loki just be, like, with his stick.
You see the President of the United States.
President of the United States.
The Secret Service.
Yeah. So it's like we get the Aussie rules football, the cricket pitch.
Let's change the field. Let's chuck
it in one of those, like you know the cricket box? The, like, chain link box? What do you call that?
Oh, the nets.
Yeah, cricket the nets. In there. So it's quite a small fight. It's very crowded. Now, bowling alley.
I was going to say, commentary box. No, let's just put it in a commentary box.
Not fighting, because clearly one's a god, one's a dude, but they're bowling. So they're having a bowling off.
Done. Well, I mean, Lex Luthor could rig the bowling match fairly easily, let's be honest.
Loki could mind control Lex to bowl lots of gutter balls, though. Mm,
that's true. Mm. That's very true.
I feel like Loki could just, like, fuck up the bowling ball. Mm. So, like, Lex wouldn't even notice.
That's true. I feel like Loki's winning this one fairly concisely.
I think Loki is probably going to win because he's going to do some tricky bullshit. Because I said Agent of Chaos, he could be like, oh, I'm just going to fuck around with the probabilities and, like, that shouldn't have fallen over, but it did. Oh,
but Lex, magic. President of the United States, has a Secret Service. Loki gets distracted by all this bullshit and, like, five frames in, it's like strike to Loki.
How about
Lex is like one pit, like he's on like four, and the Secret Service just come in and kneecap Loki when he's not paying attention because he's too distracted by his own bullshit.
Sneaky assassinate, make it look like an accident. That's totally doable.
But then the pressure's on because Lex needs to bowl five strikes.
The White House has its own bowling alley.
Yeah.
So Lex could be getting in some sneaky, like, practice. Then be like fucking the
so,
best.
Like, it doesn't matter how magic Loki is. Lex is just that good a bowler.
Because I can imagine when he's not, like, wanting to take down Superman, Lex is practicing his bowling game.
Yeah, how great is it to imagine him getting a strike and doing a little dance? And then, like, giving Loki the finger.
Putting his bald head in the, like, the ball waxer.
Like, shh. Can you see your face in it, Loki?
Can you
see your face?
I can imagine Lex Luthor being the type of piece of shit that would go to shake Loki's hand at the end of the game and then just, like, slide it through his bald head. So he doesn't even have hair. He'd be like, too slow.
And just, like, that waxer on his bald head. Like, then go to shake his hand with the greasy.
Yeah.
Although wax.
Loki would probably just rub his hand in his hair. As well, and he looks like a greasy man. It would just be the greasiest
hand. They're both just going to shake hands and be like, oh! So I think it's a clear win to Lex.
I'm putting money on Lex there. Lex could kick Loki's ass in bowling.
I mean, he'd be a dick about it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it even better.
I feel like the stakes there is winner buys lunch at the little cafeteria at the bowling alley.
It's the
White House. The little gross cafeteria in the White House bowling alley. That's
like,
a dream job.
Hot dogs are on me. That's $7 each. Damn it.
Damn.
I only have... I'm only the president.
My wallet's just full of kryptonite.
The taxpayers will take this.
The taxpayers will pay for my shitty bowling alley hot dogs. What are, like, some other classic fights that it's the kind of, oh, this is what people are always talking about. This person versus that person.
Well, in the spirit of the newest Marvel film, Ant-Man, I've been thinking, like, who would win in a fight between... A man the size of an ant, or an ant the size of a man.
Oh. Wait, hang on. Wait, we're not really considering the ant. I was like, no. Ooh, wait, no, no, this isn't a question.
No, no, no. It's Ant-Man versus Man-Ant.
Because, like, when Ant-Man is an ant, when Ant-Man's the size of an ant, he gets this, he's like a bullet. He gets super strength. So he could, like,
because he still hits
punching a giant ant in the face.
Okay, well, can he, like, jump super high?
Yeah.
Then I feel like maybe the little Ant-Man, because he'd just be like, pew, through the ant's head.
And also, an ant acid goes everywhere. Ants. With ants, like, when they expand, like, the reason they can't get that big is because they can't breathe properly. So.
So is this just like a. an just, ant dies.
It'll
and
just
then,
be having. If it's not going to die straight away because it's suffocating itself, it's going to have, like, some wheezing problems of breathing. And I'm guessing the exoskeleton is going to be pretty brittle.
Mm.
Ant-Man is just going to.
I feel like
through
Ant-Man could win that one by default if he just waited long enough.
Especially if it's a race.
If it's a race, then definitely Ant-Man wins and the man ant just gets lost.
No, no, I don't want a foot. No, it's bullshit foot race. Bicycle race.
Yes!
Ant-Man again. Oh, no, because he's too little to use a bike.
Yeah, but who's built a bike for an ant?
Exactly. The ant's got to clamber on top of that bike and somehow pedal his way through.
Wait, it has the intelligence of an ant. How are you even describing to it that a bike race is going to happen? You'll be like, hey, man-ant, it'll be...
It's just going to get spooked.
And then run, and you're going to be like, I guess you win, Ant-Man. And Ant-Man's going to be like, I guess good.
And because the ant can, like, crawl on walls and up fucking ceilings, it'll just be, like, spooked and crawling everywhere.
Exactly.
You aren't getting that down from the fucking...
You aren't getting... Unless you get a broom and, like, try and jab it down, you're out of luck.
Oh, there's an ant living on my roof, and like, it's way too big.
So who are we saying? Ant-Man by default?
Ant-Man wins his bike race by default.
What about Han Solo versus... Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's another good one.
That's
in a fist fight?
Yeah, fist fight. Straight fist fight.
Oh, Indiana
no,
Jones.
No lasers.
Indiana Jones.
No, but Han Solo, he's a smuggler. No, but he's got a vest on. It's great.
Yeah, but all
doesn't
he
Indy
is...
wear a vest as well? He does. Fuck
oh, no.
But Han, I don't know. Han mostly uses his gun. I think he's too reliant on the gun. Plus, he's got a Wookiee, and he's always going to be like heavy lifting, punching a dick. Get the Wookiee to do it, whereas...
Han Solo is... Whereas
Indy's just like, I'll use everything.
Manlet.
So, yeah.
Manlet Solo.
Indiana Jones wins that one, but what about Chewbacca versus Short Round?
Now we're talking.
Good sidekicks.
Short Round is quick.
And he could give...
Short Round's quick, and if I feel like if he knew where the testicles were in a Wookiee, he could win, because he's like right at testicle height, so he could slide in there and be like, boop, boop, boop. But we don't know where Wookiee balls are.
Yeah, we'd assume like in the groin area, but you don't know, they could be under the armpits.
Yeah, exactly. In his brain, who knows?
Short Round can drive a car, I guess.
Well, Chewie can drive a spaceship.
Chewie can, like, he's one of the best pilots out there.
Yeah, so...
He did the thing in the parsecs.
Yeah.
Castle Run.
So let's take it. Pod race.
Okay.
Pod race.
Okay.
Short Round v... Chewbacca.
Okay, well, we have to teach pod racing to Short Round.
And Chewbacca. Chewbacca knows how to move in like a lumbering, not that fast kind of Millennium Falcon. Yeah, it's fast, but there's no real obstacles.
Yeah, you know why Short Round wins?
What a hunk of junk!
Because I can speak to Short Round. He knows some English. If I'm like, Chewie, this is how a pod racer works. He's like, oh!
Chewie? No,
Chewie knows English.
Chewie and Han can have conversations. Everyone else has difficulty. What if he's like, rrr, and I'm like, is that a question? What do you want, Chewie? He's like, rrr. I can't do what Chewie knows. That wasn't it.
That's more of a bear.
That's a bear noise.
That's a bear noise. You're like a sick bear.
So you need to go to the doctor, Chewie.
I think Chewie would just get fed up with me trying to teach him.
Short Round might win a pod race.
Yeah, Short Round could if you could teach him.
Because also he'd have like a smaller pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas you got to build a big pod for Chewbacca.
Yeah, true.
Well, okay, so Short Round wins that. And because they're already on Tatooine, fist fight between young Anakin and Short Round. Who wins?
Fist fight between young Anakin and old Anakin. Old Anakin's willing to go there, so I think that's a pretty quick fist fight.
Like, as in, like, old Anakin, we're talking, like,
episode 3.
We're talking Darth Vader.
Post episode 6 when he's like, like when he becomes Anakin again, when he takes off
his armor. Yeah.
So like, fight?
Final Anakin versus first Anakin. That's tough.
That's a tough
Well,
one.
Return of the Jedi, Darth Vader is working against the... Oh, Anakin is working against the clock because he's dying.
Yeah, true. So if little... But little Anakin doesn't... He's Annie.
Little orphan Annie.
He's got no, right, like, boots so by. He don't know what he's
just
doing.
Just before Darth Vader throws the Emperor off the... Into the core reactor.
Yeah.
So what's happened to Darth at that point?
He's
been electrocuted. Has he lost any more hands?
What's the hand count?
What's the hand count there?
Yes, he's lost.
Because
he loses a hand.
How battle damaged is our Anakin?
What's
at this
the
point?
Dino damage like on this Darth Vader?
Because he loses a hand at some. It would have to be in that fight because.
Yeah, so basically he picks up Emperor, throws him into the core, a fucking wormhole space portal opens and little orphan Annie just pops out and there is like...
Puts up his dukes and then like, Darth Vader drops his lightsaber and puts up his dukes.
He's one duke.
You're an angel, but an evil one, let's fight, cut!
And then they go at it, who's winning? Darth Vader's an adult.
But he's got breathing problems.
Breathing problems.
And he's got no mask.
One hand.
Electrocuted.
Electrocuted.
And
no
plus,
mask.
Little Orphan Annie is like, that's my future! That's gotta be traumatizing.
Orphan Annie has just time traveled, so yeah. He'll be tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, all right. Give him half an hour so he can have a sandwich.
Okay, some orange slices.
And some orange slices.
And can he just be like, what happened? Like, he just needs to come to terms with what just happened.
Yeah, he'll be like, look, your time travel, this is you in the future. I know it's looking pretty rough.
Things happen. This is your son. Luke, say hi. Hi, good. Yes,
he could win by default, though, because he's like, I don't want to turn out like that. And then Darth Vader's like,
yeah, that's true.
And disappear. We're like, little of an Annie! Hold up his arm.
It's winner!
By default, in the fucking throne room royale.
All right. What else? Who else? What other classic matches can we imagine?
The Rock versus A-Rock.
Okay.
Who's wielding a rock?
Or is The Rock
both.
Alone? How do you know when a rock is dead?
Yeah.
How do you know when a rock has won? Because I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson does.
Because I feel if...
Dwayne The Rock has stamina, a rock has no stamina.
But like then if Dwayne The Rock Johnson does the people's elbow on an actual rock, he's going to hurt himself.
That's a good point. I feel like...
Rock bottom would fuck up a rock though.
That's true.
How big's the rock?
Are we talking like a boulder? Are we talking like a good, like a rock you can fit in your hand?
How big is A-Rock? Is that what you mean?
Yes, how big is A-Rock?
We'll go like the size of a...
Could I fit it in my hand?
No.
Are we talking the size of Dwayne smaller? The Rock? Is A-Rock the size of The Rock?
No, it's like, it's a boulder.
Okay.
Imagine like the size of a chair.
I feel like A-Rock wins.
Is it chiseled to look like a dude, or is it just a rock?
Is it chiseled to at least have fists?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. How do we know when it's lost?
When it breaks.
Can Dwayne The Rock Johnson break a rock?
Right. You know those perpetual rolling boulders type things.
I thought you were gonna be like that question where it's like.
No. Fuck that question. You know, it's like a U shape in like a natural formation, and a rock just starts at one end and falls and rolls down the other, and then hits the other apex or whatever, and then just rolls back down. Okay, so that a rock at one end.
And
the rock at the other.
All right.
He has to run down that ramp while we push that other rock and see what happens.
I like to imagine him just punching it back up the mountain. I feel like he could. I feel like he could split a rock in half.
I think
if
the
he had
rock,
the momentum behind him.
Or he could just give, people's elbow.
People's elbow get damaged. Like, the rock wins.
The rock just pelts down that almost vertical incline. Picks up speed, is just about to connect with a rock, just jumps at last moment, does the people's elbow.
Yeah, if it was the proper people's elbow, he'd jump over the rock, keep running, get to the top, then run back down, jump over the rock again, and then come back and then...
And then do the people's elbow.
Yeah.
And I think with that much momentum and force...
And that much hype from the crowd.
That much hype from the crowd, a rock is going down.
Yeah, I feel like a rock is getting split in twain and we're like...
Split in twain by Dwayne.
Dwayne by Dwayne. That's a victory to the rock.
Yeah, good.
And you hold up his hand in joy and happiness. What about Spider-Man and Batman versus Man-Spider and Man-Bat?
I think Man-Bat, Man-Spider, because they're feral.
Yeah.
They'll turn on each other.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Bats eat spiders.
Natural enemies.
Not only is Man-Bat going to eat Man-Spider, I think... Batman's going to beat the shit out of Spider-Man as a natural fear response.
He's going to be like, oh, delicious, beating the shit out of Spider-Man. As he looks over at Man-Bat, Man-Bat's like, this is pretty good.
Good.
Also, I think Man-Spider is just Peter Parker having the worst time.
He is.
Like, it's not, like, Man-Bat's had a while to get used to being Man-Bat, so he's like, I know what's going on. Man-Spider's like,
It's just Peter Parker having a shit one with extra limbs.
I had a man spider toy. I don't know why my parents were like, here's an action figure of...
I had a man bat toy.
A body horror. An action figure. Yeah, that was super traumatizing. I remember that episode of the animated series.
Gross.
So are we saying that that's a victory to Man Bat and Batman?
Yes.
Over Man Spider and Spider Man?
Yep. All right,
they
so...
swapped teams, but here we are.
They then joined forces.
Exactly. So, okay, how about. So Batman, without any use gadgets,
all right.
Versus just a man with a real good bat.
What bat are we talking? Baseball bat, cricket bat?
Cricket bat.
Cricket bat, good.
We're back on the cricket pitch.
Yep, okay. Good.
Okay, is...
I want to say, like, one of the War Brothers, both of them, actually.
Okay.
With cricket bats versus Batman.
What kind of Batman?
Mark wore shit, so... Mm. Steve wore, though, best Captain Australia's ever had.
Okay.
All right, so Steve wore...
Okay, so Steve wore
with the cricket bat versus Batman.
Is Batman naked or in the bat suit?
He's not in the bat suit.
He's in cricket whites, you idiot.
He's in cricket whites that are very similar to the 1960s Batman outfit.
Okay, so like
pajamas, white.
All right.
And it still has a bat symbol, and he has a hat. But not a white hat, because that got... close to the KKK.
But he's got a cape on, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what era of Batman are we talking?
We're talking Adam. Okay, Adam West Batman.
Okay.
But in cricket whites.
All right.
With a cowl and cape.
Mm.
Versus Steve Waugh in his prime.
Yeah.
I think Steve Waugh is a clear winner.
Yeah, also because Steve Waugh, great brain on him. Yeah. He's a very
military
clever man.
Strategist.
Actually, funny you say that, because the reason he's such a great captain is he was happy to make the tough calls. So he's happy to beat the shit out of Batman, because he knows what's right.
Adam West Batman is not accustomed to actual violence as well. So the moment that bat connects with his body and actually connects without so much as a pow or a kablam, he's going to be like, oh! Oh my god! And then it's just going to carry on from there until he's a pulp.
Good.
Steve-O wins.
Speaking of war... Hawkeye from MASH versus Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Hawkeye from MASH, is he bringing a gun because he's from the military?
I would say so.
Then Hawkeye from MASH. Because in the time it takes for somebody to draw a bow, you can fire a shot. And so Hawkeye from MASH wins and then stirs a little martini and is like, I did that with class as well.
I got Hawkeye and Radar confused for a second, and then I was imagining Radar just being like, I killed the man. And he'd be so
sick. What have I done?
Oh, jeez.
Hawkeye from MASH could totally ice Hawkeye from the Avengers.
I agree.
I think if they were one-on-one, Hawkeye from the Avengers looks like he works out. Hawkeye from MASH looks like he's let himself go a bit.
Hawkeye from MASH looks like he just stands around making quips whilst everyone else does work.
Exactly. But if it was a surgery competition...
Actually, no, I take that back. Hawkeye does a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of surgery.
Hawkeye from MASH.
Let's make it a surgeon off.
Okay. Who's the best surgeon?
So we've got one of their best buddies. He has appendicitis, and they need to get out like lickety-split.
Hawkeye from MASH definitely wins.
Yeah, Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Kills him by accident.
Accidentally shoots a bow into him.
They have to use their tool of choice. So Hawkeye from MASH using a scalpel. Hawkeye from Avengers is using a scalpel attached to a bow and arrow.
He's just like, I got this.
I got this.
I can just make it glance off the artery. Oh, dear.
That's not how physics works.
He's dead.
Oh, damn.
He's dead. I killed this guy. That was pretty clear victory to Hawkeye from MASH.
Speaking of surgeons.
Yeah.
House.
Okay.
Versus Hawkeye. Hawkeye has just...
like House MD or an actual house?
House MD versus Hawkeye from MASH. In a fist fight.
In a fist fight?
In a bar.
Shit, I want to say Hawkeye from MASH. However,
House is
drugged up on Vicodin, so he's got a cane.
True. But a bum leg.
But a bum leg.
You knock that cane out from under him, he's off balance immediately.
Oh, you smack his leg. His shitty, no-muscled leg.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to House, anyway? How did he get a shit leg? I can't remember.
The war.
That was a car accident.
Wrong guy.
All right.
Car accident?
Probably.
Hawkeye from MASH has no real faults physically. He's, maybe a bit out of shape, but he's fine.
He could be too drunk that night, though.
Mm. Hang on, wait, House.
No. House, Vicodin. Hawkeye, drunk. They're both not feeling a lot. Mm. Money's on Hawkeye.
Yeah, I think my money's on Hawkeye as well, because House has that added negative of having a bum leg.
Mm.
And you could just knock him out and beat the shit out of him in a bar if you wanted to. Unless it's Hawkeye now in the present. So he's like, I don't know, when was MASH even so set? Like it was World War II?
No,
Vietnam.
Vietnam. Oh, yeah, of course it was Vietnam. So come he's... on. Don't shake your head at
what
me.
What the fuck?
Do you know the TV show MASH went longer than the actual war?
That's the best.
Yeah.
Did you know at the end of the TV show MASH, they went to war? And it was super sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got moved.
It's all right, sad. MASH.
It's a good show.
What at the M-A-S-H, I mean.
M-star-A-star-S-star-H.
Yes. Exactly.
What does MASH stand for?
Men at some hole.
Hey, sounds like a good Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's all go.
Right, let's do that. All right.
The cast of M-A-S-H versus the cast of F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
David Schwimmer would have no qualms biting a man.
He knows shit karate.
Yeah, he does. He does. But actually, I'm talking about the cast, like, not the characters.
The cast.
The actors.
Yeah, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, no, David Schwimmer would just happily bite a dude.
He would bite a man and he wouldn't give a fuck.
Like, we're talking like MASH then?
No,
like,
MASH now. So it's like 40-somethings versus 50-60-somethings, effectively.
I think it's would be like 40. It would be 40 pushing 50-somethings versus 60 pushing 70-somethings.
Yeah, okay. And I feel like there was more crew on Friends because I'm including crew as well.
Nah.
We get the football pitch, the AFL football pitch. Shut up.
The pitch.
No, the AFL football pitch. No, I love
yeah,
it.
It's good. It's happening. The crew and cast of Friends, the crew and cast of MASH. Running at each other
MASH.
Like a Lord of the Rings
nah,
war.
Nah, because they grew up in, like, you know, around, like, Vietnam and
oh,
shit.
That's true.
They've got, like, that
they're
old, that hardened old-timey bullshit where there's, like, a bunch of millennials being
oh,
like,
no.
I just want to sip my latte and talk about my feelings. Whereas MASH, like, shut up, you fucking pussy.
MASH would get a head start because David Schwimmer would be the only one who wanted to fight old
yeah,
men.
Exactly.
But then
everyone else would be like,
David Schwimmer was like, no, get him.
Yeah, I think Alan Alda would just ruin David Schwimmer.
Yeah, I feel like he would decimate him.
Although I think Lisa Kudrow would probably just take down Jason Alexander like that.
Yeah, Jason Alexander?
He was in MASH.
He was in
what?
MASH?
Yeah.
Where?
Jason
what?
Alexander, as in...
As in Seinfeld, yes.
George Costanza was in MASH?
Yes.
Well, I'll be.
When? How old is he?
I don't have my phone on me. He was very young.
That's amazing. Well, that's a sad Jason Alexander who is getting no work and a sad Lisa Kudrow who is getting no work. So, yes, they would have a sad fight together. I feel like those who are getting work, like mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston and...
No one else.
I feel like Jennifer Aniston just doesn't come, maybe.
Yeah. Gotta protect
like,
the moneymaker.
Yeah, she's like, I'm earning a living
I'm
here.
Probably making another movie with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, so...
That's fine. The cast
no,
of
you.
Seinfeld versing each other.
Oh, okay.
In a Royal Rumble.
Well,
cage match.
A cage match.
Do you mean the
Hell
cast?
In a Cell?
Hell in a Cell? The cast or the characters?
Cast.
Cast.
Now or then?
Now.
Then.
Cast of Seinfeld now versus the cast of Seinfeld then.
Whoa!
Hell in a Cell.
In the cell that they're in at the end of the finale of Seinfeld.
But no. It's like old George and new George versus old Jerry and new Jerry versus...
Team ups.
So team
I love
ups.
It. Well, new old Kramer, as in Kramer now, present Kramer, super sad and depressed about his life.
Yeah.
So he'd come on and he'd be like, yeah.
I think old Kramer might beat the shit out of
new
Kramer.
Kramer? Like there might be a fight there.
Like what happened to us?
I think most of them will come out and be like, things are not amazing after Seinfeld. You did a B-movie and it's... Not a success. No.
Julia Dreyfus.
Dreyfus.
Nah, she's on top.
What's her? It's
Julia
Louise Dreyfus.
That's the one. Julia Louise Dreyfus. She's gonna win.
Yeah,
I feel like she's gonna come out on top because I like that.
Not just in a fight, but career wise as well.
Yeah.
I know we've included career. It's like if your career does well, you're more powerful in this fight. If at the end of Seinfeld you've come out,
so young her is weak.
Yeah, young her is like but
like
new
now
her can use whoa. Young her like a weapon,
like
and
a
like
2x4.
Yeah, exactly.
And like new Jerry Seinfeld just clearly resting on old Jerry Seinfeld's like laurels. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I think yeah.
So old Jerry, so new Jerry is using old Jerry as his legs.
Yep. new Elaine is using old Elaine
as
a weapon.
A bat. The Kramers are fighting
just,
each other.
Just what happened? What the hell happened?
What happened? Why did we become this?
And
I don't know.
New George,
oh, George
is wearing a toupee, and old George is like
talking about magic and how much he loves it.
Yes. All right, so I guess Elaine
The real
wins.
Winner is us.
Because we get to watch them destroy each other.
Right. We don't care. Okay, let's see. Let's do some like villains now.
Okay, yeah, we need to. I think it's about time to finish on like a big one that everyone wants to know all about.
Okay.
So, we've mentioned, I believe we've mentioned this on air sometime before, and it's always been a fight that we've wanted to settle, and okay. I think our listeners definitely agree with this one. So, we're doing a Versus episode, it's the perfect time for a butler off.
Butler off? Butler off?
Alfred v. Jarvis, who wins?
We're talking Jarvis from like the comic book Avengers where he's a butler, or like Jarvis from Iron Man where he's like an electronic butler?
Did I fucking start up? Butler off, original Jarvis.
All right. Okay, and this is a competition wherein the best butler wins.
Yes.
A butler to the death, the best butler wins.
Correct.
All right. Well, I think Jarvis already has a one-up because he's butlering for many a cast, whereas Alfred is only butlering for one person.
Well, the Robins.
Oh, the Robins.
And the whole Bat family. And the whole Bat family.
That's true, but they're just dudes, whereas Jarvis has to deal with like Hulk taking mean shits in the toilet.
Yeah, that's true.
What does a Hulk poop look like?
Heavy. I imagine heavy.
I imagine heavy and green and purple.
Glowing a bit.
Yeah.
It also has shorts.
That's what I was picturing.
Good. Just imagine a Hulk shitting out a mini Hulk.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's childbirth, Jackson. Yeah. That's birth.
Okay, so I think the way we got to do this is we got to decide on five different categories of butlering. So I'm going to say toilet maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Toilet maintenance?
I'm going to say...
cleaning, like showering. Cleaning. Like cleaning maintenance is all as one.
Bathroom cleaning.
Yeah, bathroom cleaning.
Cooking dinner. So
that's two.
Two, yeah, cooking dinner. Like, I don't know what it would be like, but looking after them, like after battle, like medical stuff.
So surgery.
After battle care.
After battle care.
First aid.
I prefer after battle care.
I think after battle care because it's more general and there's more than just first aid that needs to be done.
Being a good listener, like a good confident.
Let's just go customer service.
Yeah, customer service.
Customer service.
And gentle wake-ups.
Okay,
that's
done.
True. We do need gentle wake-ups.
Okay, so let's go.
Because you've got to remember, both Bruce Wayne and Tony Stark, fan of the old bend of the elbow, if you know what I mean. I mean drinking.
No, Tony Stark is sober.
He's 20 years sober now, today.
Happy 20th.
Let's celebrate with a drink.
Soberisms.
Okay, so let's go first. Bathroom maintenance.
I think Jarvis has to have a lot to deal with, because could you imagine Beast, because you know, just hopping around having a shower, he's got to come in there and clean all that. I feel he's got to do a lot more.
Fur, you know.
He's got to deal with fur.
Clogging of the drains.
Like Wolverine's bullshit, because I don't think Wolverine is not going to be, he's not going to clean up after himself.
No, and I think at the end of the day, he's just dealing with more people using a bathroom. If you got, you know, certain, like few people were using a bathroom, it stays clean, you look after yourselves, and I feel like, you know... Batman probably doesn't spend much time in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say... Like,
even if he invites his friends over and stuff, like, worst thing Alfred's going to have to clean up is someone else's pubes.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, I think the Robins, because they're so young, they probably haven't hit puberty yet, so they're fine.
Yeah.
How old are the Robins?
It varies. I mean, Nightwing's a man now, but Nightwing's never around.
That's fine.
Nightwing's like, I was a Robin, I graduated, now I have my own city.
And Alfred does have to deal with the floozies that Bruce brings back to kind of, you know, have that mystique that he's a playboy.
That's true.
He'd be like, I feel like Alfred would just always have a broom.
No, he'd be
scat.
He'd be the one to be like, I'm sorry, Master Bruce isn't here right now. I've made you some scrambled eggs, could you please leave?
Yeah, that's true, but like... I feel like
Jarvis would have to put up with that Tony Stark bullshit as well.
Yeah. Nah, but there's so many more Avengers that I think a lot of the, rather than Jarvis dealing with maybe one of Tony Stark's floozies, you probably got Natasha there being like, oh, what's your name? Cindy? Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Fuck off.
It was lovely to meet you, Jessica. Oh, do you mean Cindy? Oh, no, he just brings so many women home and you're not special.
So I'm a Soviet spy. What do you do? Waitress. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, that's too, nice. I guess.
Yeah, I bet you earn heaps. Fuck off.
Get the fuck out.
So we've got to go on a mission now.
Save the
world. Actually, that's a good point. Tony wouldn't be bringing ladies back to the Avengers thing, because there's too many Avengers there.
That's true.
Exactly. That's probably a security risk.
But
I
feel like Hulk would. I just feel like Hulk is like one of them frat boys that just doesn't know personal boundaries.
I feel like Hulk goes out and sleeps with whores. That's my feeling. Hulk needs some human contact, so he goes to a brothel. Hulk and he's ashamed.
No, Hulk would bring prostitutes back and then try and pass it off like he'd pick them up.
Yeah. And charge it like the Avengers credit card.
Everyone's like, it's clearly a whore. Be like, oh, good morning, how are things? Hulk's brought home another whore.
we're not judging. Look, you got to earn a living.
And like, he comes, like, Bruce Banner comes out. He's like, picked up again last night. I was like, Bruce, it doesn't count.
Bruce, we don't care if you're sleeping with a prostitute. That's fine. He's like, no, what the fuck? Why would you even say that?
I'm the Hulk. I'd have to pay.
You mean Shanae? Nah, I just met her at a club.
We go way back.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I said anything, Bruce. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Shanae.
And then Jarv's like, hey, you don't have to pay her off. Like, oh, they, here you go, Shanae.
Not saying anything, Shanae.
It's fine. I appreciate
it. I feel like in terms of bathroom maintenance, Bruce Wayne, I mean, Alfred never has to do shit. I feel like the only place Bruce Wayne poops is in the Batcave.
Although...
Yes?
The Avengers Mansion would have Tony Stark and other people just inventing like everything.
Tony Stark's probably like I've a got a pill you can take.
I've got well, that too.
Poop again.
I was thinking more of a self-cleaning toilet, but okay. eating pills to not poop. Sure, Jack. Why not?
If someone gave me that pill, I think after about 3 weeks, I'd just be like, you know what?
I miss pooping. I'm worried.
I miss pooping. I'm depressed. Probably just gonna neck myself.
That's probably the way to go.
Would your butthole lose elasticity because you're not using it as much?
Would it just become super tight? Would it just become seal over?
I imagine.
I hope eventually that butthole seals over, that the crack seals over completely,
and we just get a smooth lump of fat, and it's just basically a skin cushion now.
Damn you, Tony!
So I feel like Jarvis has he's the best butler because he manages.
He does.
And he has more to deal with at the end of the day. You know?
Plus he's got like both male and female toilets to deal with if they're not using a unisex one.
A lot of the Bat women tend to have their own bases and their own places. They don't live at Wayne Manor. Mm. So that's a good point. I guess on terms of cleanliness, it's certainly bathroom cleanliness. We went for that, not all general cleanliness.
No, but just bathroom cleanliness.
But in terms of bathroom cleanliness, yeah, he wins there.
Yeah.
Although Batman often has villains rocking up at...
But that's not really bathroom.
Yeah, but like the penguin ain't taking off on shit.
I just look at it, the penguin's like, yeah, look, we stole from Wayne Manor. He's like, wait, boys. They're like, what? He's like, I'm just going to go take a mean shit and I'm not going to flush.
Bruce Wayne, the fuck is this, Alfred?
Alfred, did somebody take a mean shit in the toilet?
What is this?
Back to Bruce. There are so many toilets in the manor, I can't look after them all.
I like to think it's like also like penguin shit, so kind of like liquidified as well. just sprayed.
So what was our next category? We had bathroom maintenance. We had breakfast?
No, it was dinner.
Dinner.
Cooking.
Well, no, it was cooking dinner.
Cooking dinner specifically.
We've got to keep it broad. Cooking dinner.
Alfred always makes a meal for Batman, even if Batman's not coming home. That shows dedication.
True.
I feel like that in the Batman, especially the Christopher Nolan universe, Alfred's always just bringing Batman food. He's just never eating it.
Yeah. So
just like, good morning, Bruce. What the fuck voice is that?
Good morning, Bruce.
Mommy.
I'm bossing your dinner.
That almost went into Eddie Redmayne in Jupiter Ascending. Yeah.
Mommy.
That did. There it is.
There's ladies and gentlemen.
I know everyone can't see this, but I'm doing that dumb face because it brings me pleasure.
So he's always bringing him food, dedication.
It's like, Bruce, you got to wake up. You got to be Bruce Wayne.
You've got a whole world out there.
I've made you a roast pig.
And he's like, Bruce Wayne is like, and just goes and...
Like, have a shower, then grab like a protein bar. Mm. And then, Alfred would just be so salty.
Alfred, I'm not eating all of this chicken. It's so fatty. But I slaved away.
Alfred, just make me as a protein shake.
But Master Bruce, all of my butler training.
Do we see Jarvis cook the Avengers food?
No, not really.
Very rarely does he ever.
I can imagine Alfred just doing a couple of scoops of protein shake and just being real, like just muttering under his breath. Like,
God, Master Bruce, I'd be bad at you.
I slaved away the hot
cuts. Well, I guess I'll chuck the roast chicken in the bin then. Happy Bruce? There you go, in the bin. Oh no, whatever, I'm not even bad. He's cooking for
protein
the Robins as well.
Protein shakes not breakfast, Master Bruce.
Protein shakes not a breakfast, Master Bruce.
Eggs are a breakfast.
Eggs and bacon. And hash brown. A glass of OJ. That's a breakfast.
That's a good bit for my family.
I feel like, though, the Robins are going to love them.
You struck like a weird bird. You're like, the Robins. one fist. Like, you almost did, like, the fucking...
Superman pose?
Yeah, yeah. The Robins. Like, flexing a little bit. Nice.
The Robins. The one.
You looked like a Greek statue.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys.
But flabby.
You Adonis.
But yeah, he's cooking for the Robins as well. It's so true. You gotta remember that. And he's making
dinner. And they are growing boys.
Yeah, so they're gonna eat a lot.
And sometimes
fuck
lady.
Teenagers eat heaps.
Yeah, so, he,
so
in terms
Alfred's
of cooking,
got to deal with that.
Yeah, he's cooking them dinner, and again every night. You got to remember that a lot of the Avengers, like they're doing their own thing. Everybody's
exactly.
coming back to the Wayne Manor,
and I feel the Avengers Mansion would have their own chef.
Yeah, probably.
Like maybe, but like Jarvis might be there taking orders, being like, "What does everyone want?" He'd probably try and keep it in track of everyone's dietary needs.
Yeah,
you know, like Tiger needs this. Fucking,
I will not allow this waitering bullshit to be counted as a butler.
Oh, that's
thing.
My point.
Yeah,
I think he'd be very good at doing that, but actual making the food, no. I'm
Alfred
give it
is
to
a
Alfred.
Culinary genius.
He
also,
is.
Yeah, I feel like because most of the Avengers are like, "Hey, we're the Avengers," so like it doesn't really matter if people know who they are, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they're like, "Hey, I'm Iron Man," and like in like public view they're just always Iron Man kind of
yeah, yeah yeah yeah.
So they could hire a team of chefs and stuff like that where yeah. Bruce is all like, if anyone finds out I'm Batman,
I'm for fucked. I'm so fucked.
Go to jail
like in a heartbeat, in a hot minute.
Yeah,
all right, so yeah, we're gonna give culinary skills to Alfred.
Who won the first one? Oh yeah, Jarvis
won bathroom maintenance. Alfred wins cooking dinner.
Next one.
Battle aftercare, wasn't it?
Battle aftercare.
Well, Alfred is a nurse. No, a surgeon.
Yep.
Yeah, so Alfred has been stitching Batman up for years.
Since the
get-go.
Since he was a boy.
Yeah.
Since he was your boy.
Wasn't Alfred in one of the wars?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I feel like that he was in probably World War II, but then they've been like, that's too old now. I guess he was in Vietnam.
Yeah, but he was a military surgeon.
He was a military surgeon,
so
that's correct.
Bullet wounds and stuff, he's like, what have...
That's fine. Every time Batman comes
missiles,
home, he's like...
Missiles, I can get it out of you.
Yeah.
You're full of darts? No problem.
Cut wounds, like a knife fight, I can stitch that up. Whereas... like,
you ate a grenade? Good.
Whereas
sorted.
The injuries that the Avengers are facing, I feel, are a little bit above and beyond, like...
One man's capabilities. A mortal man cannot deal. He's like, well, you got a magic blast to the chest. I don't know.
All of your adamantium got ripped out and your nose fell off.
Yeah.
Now you're feral.
But does he do any? Because the thing here is if that Jarvis does anything, it's a lot more impressive than if Alfred does anything. Alfred's taking out a bullet. If Jarvis can fix one laser wound,
I think Jarvis would like get to lie down, get like a cold compress, put it on your forehead, maybe get you an aspirin and some lemonade,
and be like, "There we go."
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna call a doctor. I'm gonna call Reed Richards. This. So,
and I feel like Reed's like head would just burst through the door, like you called.
Yeah. So Reed in terms time. Of like contacts. Like, he can dial a phone pretty good.
Yeah, and we're not talking about surgery. We're talking about the whole aftercare situation.
He'd make it more personal. Like, his bedside manner would be real good.
Jarvis.
But Alfred's Jarvis. Is really good.
No, Alfred's is judgy.
Alfred's
come back and he's like,
piece of
Buster
shit.
Bruce, you're full of poisoned darts. Perhaps you've got a press conference an hour. What are you doing with your life, Buster Bruce?
It's like, why are you always bad
in the Bruce,
man?
I made you a whole chicken the day you had. I got to clear your wounds, you piece of shit, Buster Bruce.
You've got lots of...
I'm going to spit in your orange juice.
My God, my Alfred has this voice now.
Italian Alfred, eh?
Hey, Master Bruce.
Master Bruce, I make you good spaghetti. Why you no eat it?
The spaghetti real good. You out there getting a shot instead.
You look at your wound. Let me get some of this lasagna and just like put a little lasagna thing over the top of that. Look, you're good at rain. All right, now go play with boys.
Jarvis wins this round.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Alfred's way too judgy. Jarvis looks like he's not a surgeon, but he'd look after you a lot better.
I think, if you copped it real bad, then Jarvis would just take you to hospital where Alfred's like, well, I can't, because how am I going to explain this?
That's a good point.
Very true.
That's a very good
point. So I guess that's duty of care is not great there, Alfred.
Customer service. Alfred is like,
He's a bitch. He didn't deliver that letter.
He didn't deliver that letter.
And then he 8 years later, was like, by the way, fuck you.
That's true.
That's mean.
That is very mean.
And he's like a sass queen in like fucking other instances.
Which, Alfred is which I the like, sass queen.
But
of,
you don't
of,
need it.
No, it's not good customer
that
service.
Ain't good.
No.
If I got a butler and he kept sassing me, I'd be like, do you know who you are? You were my butler and now you're fired.
Being a cunt's funny, but having someone be a cunt to you isn't a good time.
Yeah, exactly. No. And I get that, hey, Alfred's kind of like a father figure for Bruce, but nobody wants a sassy dad. So, yeah.
Sass dad, stay at home.
Sass dad, yeah. Stay out of it. So that's a pretty terrible butlering on the part of Alfred.
Customer service-wise.
Customer service-wise.
Jarvis.
Jarvis, he sometimes has to deal with the public calling up the Avengers.
Okay.
He has to deal with the Avengers calling the mansion, being like, hey, something's up. He's got to be the one that's sending out alerts, being like, look, code whatever, Avengers need to assemble. Come on, everybody, let's do some shit.
Mm.
And everyone does respect Jarvis.
Although Jarvis has been Ultron before.
And he was once a Skrull.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
But Alfred was the Joker once.
That's also true.
That's true. But I think the thing with Alfred is
Alfred
that...
once organized all of Batman's rogues galleries from his super acting abilities.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a very tough one because they're kind of on equal footing. I feel like Alfred is a very understanding and he's willing to discipline some of the Robins if need be. And
that's
I think
true.
That's good.
But he's also an enabler.
Yeah, that's true as well.
He's a weird enabler, though. He's like, do what the city needs, Master Bruce.
I don't want you to, Master Bruce, but I'm just one man. You're a one bat man.
You'll beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I guess... really need to work on my fucking... After this episode... Not even my Michael Caine. I just can't decide on what I want my Alfred to sound like.
Yeah.
I think I just need to go look in a mirror for 20 minutes and do some voices,
do
pull
some
faces.
At yourself, just in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
But be up just to try not to wear different outfits.
Yeah, like if you can, find a stream, like a well, like, you know, with a lot of people around, and just do it into that.
Yeah, do it into the river.
I thought you meant like make a live stream. Either way, hey guys, do you want to watch me do terrible accents for 7.5 hours? Join me.
So that's a tough
customer service. I would give it to Jarvis.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to give it to Jarvis.
I feel like
well.
That, yeah, Jarvis has been Ultron, sort of. And that wasn't man Jarvis, that was computer Jarvis.
Yeah,
and then computer Jarvis became
Vision. We aren't talking about computer Jarvis, we're talking about classic butler Jarvis.
He was just a Skrull once.
So he was just,
we've all been Skrulls at some point.
Isn't a Skrull?
We've all just been taken away, put into a ship, and someone else has just taken over our life.
And
I mean,
Skrulled
it just
us
happens.
To hell. And that's
and
not Jarvis's
fair,
fault.
That isn't, yeah, exactly. That's not Jarvis being like, I am a Skrull now. He's just like, I got kidnapped and then replaced with a Skrull.
So again,
Alfred was just like, I'm the Joker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, that was an Elseworld tale.
Yeah, that was a whatever happened to the man of tomorrow. It was a several these are could-bes.
Yes.
That's the man of tomorrow.
Yeah,
whatever happened to the man of tomorrow is the end of...
To the Caped Crusader.
And
I'm
what was
sorry, everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone has hung up their podcast headphones because they're sick of your shit.
And what was our last
Morning, gentle wake-ups.
Gentle wake-ups.
Alfred, terrible at them, rips open the blinds and is like, you were fighting crime again. Oh, that one was all right.
Hey,
that
well done.
Good. Hey, you got there.
So,
how about Jarvis for gentle wake-ups?
There's too many people. He might just like ring a pan.
Oh no!
No, Avengers have like a little like a car that activates whenever they're needed.
A card?
Okay.
Like a credit card kind of thing.
Okay.
What?
So it's kind of like a shape of a credit card, like puts in their pocket, whatever. It's got their little ID
and it like beeps
and like beeps and shit when they need it.
Nah, see that's like an annoying alarm. At least Alfred will sometimes gently wake you up with like a butlery touch of the shoulder.
But that's only if they're needed for a mission. However, day to day life, if they're sleeping in an Avengers mansion, I think he'd be a pretty good.
Is he expected to wake you up?
I don't think he would.
Because I think Alfred is expected to wake up.
Oh, definitely.
Bruce, but I think that's good butlering. I think you ought to.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Jarvis would probably maybe wake you up if you requested it. So Steve Rogers is like Jarvis waking up at like, you know, 5:30 in the morning every day. I need to go for a run. Whereas some of the others might be just like, nah, I'm chill.
Yeah,
I feel like with Jarvis, because Jarvis approves of them being the Avengers, so he's like, they might need their rest.
Mm.
Where Alfred's like, wake the fuck up!
Wakey, heads off, stinky
piece of shit.
Wakey, like, eggs and bakey.
Wakey, eggs and bakey, but I made you a protein shake because you never appreciate me.
And he just pours it on his head. I mean, Bruce's stomach.
There you go, Master Bruce. Enjoy your fucking protein.
You've been Batmaning again, Master Bruce.
Haven't you?
Like,
I don't know.
I lap it up. Fucking hate it, Master Bruce.
That's good.
Eat your breakfast.
And you do the face and I love it.
That's good. It's a good time.
The only way I can do it is if I do that face, because that's how I did the voice. I pretended to open up the curtain and then I tilted my head back and I was like, I'm Alfred now.
That's how you become
You've crossed
Alfred.
Over.
So, yeah, Jarvis wins that one and Jarvis wins overall. But I like Alfred because he's got attitude.
Yeah, like if somebody gave me the choice, I'd be like, yeah, Alfred's a sassy, he's a sass queen.
But
I'll
all right. So, best butler, yes, was Jarvis. But in a fist fight.
Oh, Alfred
wins. For sure.
Alfred has a wiry fuck. He'd just be like, he'd be Roxbury rules, smacking him one in the face.
Yeah. Old Tommy Boxy style. Yeah. You
pugilism.
Want one of these? Yeah,
I'll
pugilist.
Smack you with the goddamn jaw. Jarvis is just a guy.
Yeah. Jarvis is fucked.
Jarvis is trying some bullshit like conflict resolution of like, no, I think we need to talk about it, and you get smacked in the nose.
Bop, got your one. Pop again. Plus, is it just me? Okay, is it too easy to imagine Alfred having a roll of pennies?
Easy. Fucking easy. You know why they call me Pennyworth? Smack, smack.
I was going to be like, why can I imagine Alfred being the penny pincher? But then I remembered Pennyworth is his last name.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the association. There's your origin story that you needed a couple of weeks ago.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You're Alfred. Surprise.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And on these many fights and notes, we have reached the end of our Versus episode.
Hey!
I hope that we covered all of your favorites. I feel like we definitely did and answered a lot of questions that you had.
If you think, if you disagree, if you think maybe we didn't, please.
Yeah, let us tweet, know.
Let
and
us know.
Radio. See what other people you want us to kind of have a fight or a competition on.
Tweet us with your suggestions for fights. We will respond. Tweet us at Sanspans Radio or tweet us individually. Yeah. Just go to Sanspans Radio and find... We are always one of us.
Yeah, you know what to do.
You guys are smart.
I have faith.
And yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks to Robert Greeley for suggesting this episode and then donating on Patreon so he had to do it. We appreciated it.
Yeah.
Hey, this was fun. If you guys have any suggestions, email us or donate on Patreon and then we have to do it.
Uh-huh.
How good!
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Hey, what about a fight between the three of us?
Me.
Good one. Yo, fucked!
Well, I know what we can say is that Jackson will lose.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know I'm losing regardless.
Have you ever seen a man being beaten to death with his own legs, Jackson? Because you're about to see it.
Exactly.
No, I'm not, because I can't see before the legs.
Dusha, Joel, team up?
Yeah, you're fucked.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.